Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. Welcome to day 818. Attorney General William Barr directed immigration judges to deny some asylum seekers the opportunity to post bail after being detained. Previously, migrants who established a credible fear of persecution or torture in their home country were eligible to seek release on bond. Now, they could end up being jailed indefinitely while they wait months or years for their claims to be processed. The Department of Homeland Security will have the discretion to decide whether to release immigrants who initially crossed the border illegally but later claimed asylum. The order will go into effect in 90 days. Trump, meanwhile, vetoed a bipartisan resolution to end American military involvement in the Saudi-led bombing campaign in Yemen. Earlier this month, Congress voted to invoke the War Powers Resolution to try to stop U.S. involvement in the foreign conflict. Trump called it an unnecessary, dangerous attempt to weaken my constitutional authorities. The veto, the second of Trump's presidency, comes a month after he vetoed a resolution to reverse his national emergency declaration aimed at securing funding for a border wall. Moving on, Trump's attorneys and the White House plan to resist congressional requests for information about security clearance approvals, as well as about Trump's meetings with foreign leaders and other topics that the administration deems subject to executive privilege. While House Democrats say they will continue to issue subpoenas, they also said that they have little confidence that Barr will enforce contempt actions if their demands are ignored. Congressional subpoenas, as well as any criminal contempt proceedings, expire at the end of a congressional session. And finally, Attorney General William Barr will hold a press conference to discuss the Mueller report at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, will also accompany Barr on stage, where Barr is expected to take questions from the press. This story is still developing, but at the time of recording, there was no indication that the report would be released before the press conference. Make sure to check back to the main website for updates. And in the polls, the Associated Press says 58% of Americans think Trump obstructed the investigation into whether his campaign had any connections to Russia, while 40% say they don't think he attempted to obstruct justice. Politico says 30% of Americans accept Trump's claim that Barr's four-page summary of Robert Mueller's report is a total exoneration. 45% meanwhile say they believe the Mueller report is inconclusive, and 51% believe that Trump administration officials will get away with corruption or unethical behavior. Another poll from Politico shows 38% of voters believe the allegation that Trump's 2016 campaign was spied on, 28% say they don't believe the campaign was spied on, and 35% say they don't know or have no opinion about it. And finally, Monmouth University says 40% of Americans approve of the job that Trump is doing as president, and 54% disapprove. And now to the notables. One, an aluminum company partially owned by a Russian oligarch plans to invest about $200 million to build a new plant in Mitch McConnell's home state. Two, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin plans to hire a Fox News commentator as his top spokeswoman. Three, Ivanka Trump said her father asked her if she wanted the World Bank job, but she passed on the offer because she was happy with the work she's currently doing. Four, the Trump administration will allow lawsuits in U.S. courts against foreign companies that use properties confiscated by Cuba during Fidel Castro's revolution 6 decades ago. And five, the Pentagon has not held an on-camera press briefing in more than 300 days. The Department of Defense manages nearly $700 billion in taxpayer money. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. And as always, don't forget to check back to whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.